AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says they talked with Russian officials about Ukraine.
We listened to the assurances given by Minister Shoigu and indeed General Gerasimov that they would not invade Ukraine. And we urged dialogue as a way through to address any concerns that the Russian government may have.
Wallace's trip came a day after British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss also held talks in Moscow, warning attacking its neighbor would have massive consequences and carry severe cost. A Ukrainian skeleton athlete flashed a small sign that read, "No war in Ukraine," to the cameras as he finished up a run at the Beijing Olympics. Today is the deadline for public workers in New York City to show they have complied with a city mandate they receive at least two doses of a coronavirus vaccine. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Several thousand New York City workers could lose their jobs because they've not gotten vaccinated. They include teachers, firefighters, and police officers, and represent about 1% of the 370,000-person city workforce. City Hall said up to 4,000 had failed to comply by the end of January, but the number has since dropped, with more either starting to comply or producing their vaccine cards after they were notified last week that they would be fired. Mayor Eric Adams says, in a city as complex as New York, there must be rules, and we must follow them. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden signed an executive order to create a pathway to split $7 billion in Afghan assets frozen in the U.S. to fund humanitarian relief in Afghanistan and create a trust fund to compensate victims of the 9/11 attacks. Authorities in Canada are headed to court in an attempt to break the bridge blockade by truckers protesting the country's coronavirus restrictions. The standoff has caused part shortages that have rippled through the auto industry on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border. This is AP News. A man in upstate New York is fighting to keep his potbelly pig. Ellie is a knee-high Vietnamese potbelly, weighing 110 pounds, and likes to snuggle up to Wyvern Flat when he watches TV. Sometimes Ellie rolls over to let him pet her belly.
She's nervous, that's why she keeps working her gums there.
Flat says Ellie helped him through a divorce and the death of his mother.
She knows when I come home. She's very smart. She's more intelligent than my dog.
But in his village, Ellie is a farm animal Flat is harboring illegally and has got to go.
The ordinance that I face in criminal charges says I'm illegally harboring a farm hog, which she is not a farm hog by any means.
This case could soon be headed to a criminal trial.
I'm hoping this sets precedent that people start understanding that these are pets. You know, these are not something you go home and slaughter and eat.
An attorney for the village says Ellie is a potential public health hazard. And if every citizen were to openly scoff at the village zoning codes, we would live in a lawless society. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.